Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Of course, we talk quite a lot about the game between Manchester City and Liverpool, which by the time you listen to this, be over.
Yeah.
So we won't dwell on it too long here in the podcast.
Yeah.
But we had a chat about various things.
Well, we had a chat about last night's game.
The court circular in the Times, births, deaths and marriages of the posh, has become a bit of a rich scene to you, hasn't it, Andy?
It has, yeah, it's really good. And Justin Morehouse, our old friend.
He was good.
Fan, yeah. He came on to talk about United's renaissance.
We played a little bit of a game with him, so yeah, you'll hear fun. That. So hope you enjoy it.
Important. I think I'm going to start supporting Bournemouth. It's so much more exciting than Chelsea. They're those things when the ball goes between the white sticks and hits that netting stuff.
Yeah, you've forgotten what it's called, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, don't ask me.
Just the one in three games, thanks very much. Yeah. Really, really exciting. But
we're going to come on to that because we've been joined, as we said, by someone who was getting completely stuck into Chelsea that wasn't Andy for a change.
No,
so that's coming in.
Right. And I went last night, my son's away, so I took Paul Hardcastle of 19 fame.
Producer, singer and writer. Musician, should I say?
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
I don't know if he sings. He may not sing. He may have a terrible voice. Has he got a good voice?
I don't know. He's
Was he singing last night? Celery? What's he
sounding like? He wasn't singing last night,
no.
No. But anyway, so he took me out for dinner, which was very nice of him.
Oh,
so
okay.
Before the game, that was lovely. That was the best part of the evening, to be really honest. And I was moaning so much.
What'd you have? Can this be part? What'd you have?
Spaghetti with prawns.
You have the same thing every time?
No, when they lost to Leicester, I had the veal escallop, so I decided to change. I thought we might. Well, at least we've got a point.
Spaghetti with prawns, that's a bit of seafood roulette. I suppose you go to good places.
No, it's not. It's perfectly good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was complaining so much. I was moaning.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that hard to
but
believe.
He sort of basically told me to, he told me to shut up, basically, stop moaning.
Yeah.
So I thought, perhaps I have been moaning a bit too much. So I thought, I'll go quiet. And then he started to moan non-stop. So he took over. I said, you've just taken over
from me.
Like
a relay race.
It was.
Yeah, nice.
And he's that thing, though, where he was filming, getting his phone out to film. I said, what are you doing? He said, I just want to film a goal. And I said, why? He said, well, I want to put it on Facebook. I said, oh, don't bother with that.
Yeah.
I said,
they got a camera crew there. It's about 12 cameras on this game.
He said, no. He said, people winding me up and saying that Chelsea are no good. I wanted to send them out a goal. I said, you'd be waiting a long time.
Yeah.
And he just kept getting his phone. In the end, I nearly got his phone and threw it in the pitch.
Well, that's because of the mood you're in, was it?
Yeah.
So what, you're not going to be going together again?
No, it was fine, actually.
Good.
It was fun. I mean, it was good being
you're a bit
with
scorched
it.
Earth when Chelsea aren't playing well, aren't you? This is always the danger.
Really, yeah. United, I thought Newcastle, it was very difficult. I watched Match of the Day. It's always hard to tell from the highlights, but I thought they gave it a good go till United scored. They had a few chances.
First half they did, they're making them work harder, didn't they? From getting
blimey, United have got some great options. I mean, what a ball by Sanchez. Honestly, Mourinho, what can he think looking at that? You know, just how much better they are and how freer those players are. I know I missed the bin with
this
that.
I've mentioned this before. Andy's the cup of tea, has his tea bag sitting in it. They bring the tea in. There's a bin about 2 foot from him. So what he does every day, he lobs it in the general direction of the bin.
No, normally it goes
and then
in.
I pick it up off the floor every day. It's very much part of the ritual. There was quite contentious moments. It was that old thing of we want, John, is consistency from referees.
Oh,
well, we're never going to get it, are we? We had red cards that shouldn't have been red cards.
How is that not a red card?
Well, I mean, Jonjo Shelvey's was a horrible challenge as well. That should have been red. Yeah, we see Brady go off. That wasn't really a red card challenge.
No. Gosling, I thought, was an orange, a definite orange. Yeah. That was close as well. But
so there was some... Yeah. LaSalle's got stuck in a couple of times. And there was,
the red card for Schindler gave Burnley a lift over it.
Yeah, very much so. But that was another
thing.
Yes,
another one, wasn't it?
Really, I think players after that, it's reminded all players to look at the referee to see if they've got a yellow card or not. Because if you think you've got one in the bank, you'll put in a challenge won't you?
So you won't put in that. Really,
so he clearly didn't know he'd been booked, Schindler. But, you know, that's because a lot of players these days, they do the and they run off. They don't look back at the ref. And they may not even know they've been booked. So I think a lot of players will be doing that. Also, something that struck me last night, because I was thinking how different those games could have been with VAR.
Oh, absolutely.
Red cards you can go back and look at.
Ake would have been a penalty, I think.
Yeah, probably would have been. His arm was in a fairly unnatural position, wasn't it, for that? And that would have made a big difference to that game. But it's...
Jordan Ayew was offside. That was definite VAR.
Yeah.
Morata wasn't offside. It's mad that we haven't got it. We've got to have it.
What's it? One of the things it struck me last night it's going to do, there was that moment in the Brighton-West Ham game where Mikel Antonio cut the ball back for Arnautovic to score. And there was... bit of conjecture over whether the ball had gone out or not, and it was only afterwards Chris Hughton said it looked like it was out to me, but I've been told subsequently people have watched it and the ball was just in.
So the whole of the ball has to be over the whole of the line.
But it struck me that the whole dynamic of a football match sometimes, or any sporting contest, can be changed by feeding off of a mistake by an official, if you like, or a kind of injustice. You feed off injustice in sport an awful lot, and that will go. Won't it? You look at games that have been turned around by a team saying, right, we will show them. That'll be gone. There'll be no injustice.
That will go. And also the quick response when the team are celebrating the game. You know, I think our teams often, you concede after you've just scored. It happens quite a lot in football. That won't happen after a VAR goal, I don't think, because people have time to gather themselves, realise they've got to, you know, get over celebrating
and
the goal.
And the thing we've already seen in the FA Cup.
But who cares? If you get the right decision, it's the best thing.
You say that. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how it all pans out. Did you know there are 9 games over the next few days that are going to be VAR'd of the FA Cup games? Mm. Not all of them will be. Some of them will be.
Unsurprisingly, I'm a bit sick of football.
Bournemouth, Brighton, Burnley, Barnsley, West Ham, Birmingham, Manchester United, Reading, Palace, Grimsby, Newcastle, Blackburn, Fulham, Oldham, City versus Rotherham and Wolves v Liverpool. They're all going to be VAR games. And it goes back to what we were talking about last.
That's not fair, of course.
I mean, either the whole competition is. Yeah, of course. I mean, I understand it's a trial, but it's definitely coming in. They do need to tweak it. But
it's only a trial if you're not acting on it. You know, it's a trial when they're doing it for sort of practice. It's not a trial when, you know, it actually affects the cup.
So there's 18 teams there. They're going to get the full benefit of VAR and the rest of them won't. There'll be teams that will get sawn off in those other matches. And it does seem unfair, doesn't it? Oh, and it tells you where we're at, VAR, because it's only really being used at Premier League grounds. In all cases, there's 9 Premier League teams, so they can cope with it.
So if, you know, you're sawn off by Tranmere and the ref tomorrow, you'll be
If we haven't to rely on VAR to beat Tranmere, then we can only blame ourselves, can't we, really?
Can I just say that Ralph Hasenhüttl, is Ralph Hasenhüttl, as far as I'm concerned, and he thought his team were fantastic. Can I just tell him they were?
Andy, I don't think you've ever given any praise to the opposition.
Hopefully they'll go down. Mind you, they've still got better strikers. Oh, they were terrible. But going forward, they were absolutely abysmal.
You don't give any praise at all for a rear guard action.
Honestly, I think Talk Sports team could have kept Chelsea out last night. Really, honestly, just put a few people back there. Just you know, just get a few bodies. That was it. It was just bodies. And if you've got no width and you're just playing through the middle all the time, it's incredibly easy to stop.
Have you ever given any praise to a team that have beaten or drawn with Chelsea?
Spurs were wonderful when they beat us the other week. Yeah,
I think there was a few provisos even then. Wasn't
it? No, there wasn't.
Had we got a penalty early, it could have been different.
No, it wouldn't have been different.
Oh, okay.
As it won't be next week in the.
You know, who knows.
But I thought that was absolutely fair. No, you know, when City beat us last year, that was absolutely fair too. No, when you lose to a team that are better than you, that's fine.
But Southampton are fighting for their lives. They're not better than you. They had to do what they had to do,
didn't they? Oh, yeah, no, I appreciate that.
And if you'd scored early, it would have been game
still
plan
boring,
out of the window.
Isn't it? It's still dreadful to watch. You know, do you know what I mean? You still actually paid money to see that. You know?
Yeah, but you're the better team. You're the entertainers. You're at home. It's
debatable.
Your job to break them down.
They've got better strikers than us. Yeah. They've got more strikers than us.
Well, yes, because you've only got one.
Yeah.
And a false number nine.
No. Oh.
Anyway.
Can't even do that now because he's run out of wingers. They've got a lot of injuries, Chelsea.
We're gonna. It was a pretty poor show. Manchester United are gaining ground. Yeah. And looking at the tweets of seasoned Chelsea watcher and journalist Dan Levine last night, he sounded like Andy. And that's nothing to be proud of, really.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Our old mate Ian Danter has alerted us to news about the GC.
The GC.
For the kids, this is, of course, Gemma Collins. And actually, I've looked into this, Andy, and I think it's a bit of clickbait. I've just gone to the Dancing on Ice website, and I'm not altogether sure this is true, but break the news as Dance gave it
well,
to us.
Well, it could be TalkSport understands, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
Yeah.
That Gemma Collins has quit Dancing on Ice, as predicted on this show by myself.
Well, let me tell you. What the situation is, because I'm sure the listeners are interested. Yeah, right. I'm leaving the show is the headline on the Dancing on Ice Twitter feed.
Well, after the series is finished.
Yeah. You said she'd only last 1 week, and the story there from Dance's point of view was that she didn't even last 1 week. Mm. Her problem is her dance partner played a song to her that she felt she couldn't dance to. She didn't want to be anywhere near it. It wasn't cool enough as a song. This is the song. Unfortunately, because on an old TV show he did, I can only see Frank Skinner dancing in his pants to that. It's seared into my retina.
Apparently,
but anyway,
apparently she's lost 2 stone.
She has.
In training for this, so it'd be strange.
She hasn't really quit the show. You know,
no, I'm not sure she has.
Anyway, I'm sure absolutely in bits on the news that Gemma Collins won't be in Dancing on Ice, putting Manchester United's renaissance into perspective.
Yeah,
Justin Morehouse, comedian and United fan, joins us. Hiya, Justin.
Hi. Well, luckily, I'm well equipped to talk about both the big breaking stories this afternoon.
would you do Dancing on Ice, Justin?
No, I don't think I would. I tell you, I'm going to issue a come and get me, please.
Yeah,
I do the dancing, the proper one, because I fancy getting off with someone.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Sure, your wife would be delighted to hear that.
Yeah. She's quite welcome, the Strictly Curse. No, I think I'd like all them shows, me. I think they're great entertainment. The ice dancing one, though, the thing with the Strictly dancing is, if you're not very good at it, you can have a laugh. If you're not very good on ice skates, there's no masking that, is there?
No, it could be dangerous as well.
It could be dangerous. And I do the jungle. I'd love that. I'd love to go in the jungle.
Wow. It's just somebody's just put a light pencil through your name. There's going to be a meeting in about September. And a young researcher is going to say, I was listening to TalkSport and Justin Morehouse said, let's put a pencil through. Let's phone Justin's agent and let's just test the water.
Whilst I'm very happy at the moment with guest the attendant.
I know he's tied up with guest the attendant, but I think he may sit it out for 1 week.
If a show like The Jungle Cat comes in, then it's, you know, obviously I'm going to be flattered, you know, and but I've got a job to do. We've got a new stadium being built. But guess the attendant.
Yeah. Now, so, I'll tell you what, let's have...
Aren't I in a brighter mood? Aren't I in a brighter mood?
You do seem a lot...
You do seem a lot happier.
Cheery. Yeah. I can't think why. Last time we spoke, I think it was the day Jose went. So, I mean, look, there's the obvious difference. Everybody's playing with a smile on their face. But have you noticed anything else?
There's a certain swagger, isn't there? I think Paul Pogba is enjoying the freedom. It was interesting watching last night's game, the fluidity of... The past 3 games was missing in the first half. Newcastle were very narrow and did a great job in the first half. And I think the players seemed to look a little frustrated. Pogba kept going back to get the ball and they weren't pushing the fullbacks up as high. But apart from that, in the second half, and just winning away. I said to my son last night, I said, if you don't play well and you win, that's the mark of a championship winning side.
Mm.
No, they certainly, you know, they've got such options. I was saying at the start of the show, that ball that Sanchez put through for Rashford, you know, it's a lovely ball.
Yeah.
They can bring players like Sanchez and Lukaku off the bench. They've got so many players. They've got such a strong squad. If they go on a good run, and there's absolutely... I'm convinced they're going to finish in the top four. I can't see any problem with that at all. I mean, they're 6 points behind Chelsea. Chelsea have got to go to Old Trafford. The way Chelsea are playing, I don't see much for them in that one. And, you know, in the way Chelsea are playing, I can't see making up 3 points over the rest of the season will be that difficult. So I think top four looks nailed on. Whether they can catch Spurs would seem unlikely, but certainly fourth.
They looked. I mean, to be fair, I mean we've won four games on the bounce where, on paper, you know, we expected to win them. We should have been winning those games, but we haven't been doing that kind of thing this season. I mean, the test will be when we get walloped off somebody, or when that defence, which hasn't looked strong, gets tested properly.
Well, I think Spurs will be a good litmus test, won't it, next week.
They're a terrific side, aren't they? They, you know, I mean, they're a mobile, dynamic, and, you know, that those are two words you'd never put next to Phil Jones.
Yeah, he had a...
Oh, what a tackle, though, last night.
Well, only because he'd lost the ball.
He did lose the ball, but even so, fair play to him.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, he's got them on this roll, and they've still got a fair few injuries, especially at the back. I mean, he's still got players to come back, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. I mean, I was disappointed by when he's sending off. I mean, it was a daft thing he did, wasn't it, really? Mm. Cruising and, you know, to do something like that. But it looked like the makings of a back four, and we haven't had that for 4 or 5 years. You know, the back four where you go, this is what it's going to be. I think Shaw's doing well. Lindelof looks settled now. Bailly next to him. And maybe, you know, Dallas one, he's not quite ready, but he looks a player when he's played. Valencia looked a little bit fish out of water last night, didn't he?
Hmm.
I tell you what United can do, and that's affect the league race. Because I think, you know, the way they're playing, if they carry on, you know, then they can take points off Liverpool and City and Spurs. And it was interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, both those sides are terrific. I mean, that's a massive game tonight, isn't it? I mean, I know you've clearly spoken about that. It's a forefront of everybody's minds, but it's huge. And stepping away from Man United for a moment, whoever wins that game, whoever loses that game, if somebody does lose, it'd be interesting to see how they react, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It seems that Manchester United fans listening to Breakfast this morning on the horns of a dilemma, because the awful lot of them are saying, I'd have to leave the country if Liverpool won the Premier League. Yeah. So you're devil in the deep blue sea, isn't it, for you?
Here's a conundrum I'll throw out to any United fans, maybe they can respond to this. It'll be saying to my pals, would we accept Ole Solskjaer winning the European Cup with us and Liverpool winning the league?
Right. Oh, yeah. Blimey. If you won the European Cup, it would be amazing.
Would you take that?
Of course.
You're a United fan.
Well, I think...
I mean, City's so far behind us in terms of number of league titles, and you're kind of not worried about it at the moment. I mean, 3 or 4 years' time, you might be, but they're only two behind us, then, you know.
Yeah.
Knocks them off the perch. They don't want them getting back on.
It sounds like you would take that, does it? Would you or not?
It's cyclical.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, hand on heart, you've got to support your team first, haven't you? And, you know, winning anything is great. I just, you know, it doesn't feel right. I mean, I've got mates and family who are City fans, so when they win, it's a kind of, I don't like it, but at least your friends and family enjoying yourselves. No one wants to see a Scouser happy. Ever.
Now, Solskjaer, is there a bit of a... When you chat to your Manchester United supporting mates, is anybody starting to say, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing him stay? Or is there a feeling that he's only there temporarily?
Well, I tweeted last night, what are the odds on the next Mulder manager?
Yeah.
He's... I mean, if he does well, who knows? You know, there's been a long time. Even when Alex Ferguson was retiring the first time, do you remember?
Yeah.
And he called it off after his wife went, there's no way I'm letting you in this house. I think there's a talk then. The dream is every United fan wants one of their former legends to come back and be the manager. And we thought that might be Robson. We thought that might be Bruce. You know, and if it's going to be Field and Solskjaer, there's two legends there, isn't there? There's a great feat. I've never had it before where a former player comes back and does that. We've never had it, and it just feels great. He feels like a fan. He feels like he's living our dreams for us.
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
I wonder, in the great corporate world of football, though, I mean, it's a nice story at the moment, but, you know, you just wonder whether they'll have to make some kind of big-name appointment come the summer. They'll still go down that road.
It's gone really well. It's a lovely PR story for Ed Woodward, isn't it, at the moment. He's taken the heat off him. And it's also, the other thing as well, is that people have not noticed this, is, you know, it means we've avoided this transfer window. we don't really need to buy anybody, or they're not going to buy anybody, are they, probably, in this transfer window?
They don't need anybody, really. They've got more than enough players, really. So
we're not calling it Jose.
No, exactly.
The last manager said you're going to scrap the
lot. You don't fancy having a go at guessing the attendance for tonight's game before it happens.
He doesn't need to do that, because over the festive season, I watched the film Avengers Infinity War, that great seasonal. It's like It's a Wonderful Life, very much a fixture. I think it'll be in our house, very festive. And there's so many Marvel heroes in that film. So that's why I thought we might play this afternoon, Guess the Avengers. Can you tell us, Justin, I think that might take off, this Guess the Avengers. I'm not talking about villains, purely Marvel heroes. This according to somebody who's a big sort of Marvel anorak on the internet. So Guess the Avengers, just now. I mean, there's a number of them in there, all there. You're up. The Iron Man's, Thor's, Captain America's of this world, as Brian Marwood would say, they're all there. So what do you think? How many pure Marvel heroes are there in Infinity War?
Oh, in that one?
Just in that one film,
26.
Yeah. Oh, that's very impressive, I must say.
How many is it?
It was 28.
Oh,
I mean, that's good.
I knew it was something like that, yeah.
That is very impressive.
So guess the Avengers. Do you think that's got legs?
Well, see if Max does it on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was going to say he got bitten by a spider, literally, and... Well, in my stand-up show, which I came on your show a few weeks ago to plug...
You did?
I talk about comics a little bit.
Do you?
And in the embryonic stages of the show, I was doing some Guess the Avengers type thing in there where I would name a superhero and you had to guess whether it was real or it was false. And these are all real. This Defenestrator was a superhero that went around with a window that just smashed his opponents to death with a double glazed unit.
Really?
It's all true. Yeah. Dog Welder is my favourite. Dog Welder, his ability was to weld faces of dogs to his opponents. Genuinely true. And this is the best one. Hindsight Lad's ability was to consider how things should have gone after they happened.
Yeah, that's
a great superhero he is.
The Defenestrator, yeah. So remind us, Justin, you are on tour, aren't you?
I am on tour, yes. A week after next, the 18th, 19th of the Lowry, they're all sold out. It's doing very well in many places. And I'll be honest, if I was to say, not filling other places. I mean, if you're in the Maidenhead area, there are seats available.
Okay. So people can get all the dates. Justin Morehouse. It's on the
.com.
See tickets as well. You link through and get all your tickets on there. A very fetching picture of you somebody from the Batman movies, of course.
Yeah, Joker, yes.
Yeah. Well, we wish you well.
Am I still okay to say Happy New Year? Have we moved on?
No, we're still there.
15th is our cut-off, so go for it.
Yeah. Happy New Year, boys.
And lovely, to you, Justin. All the best with the tour. We'll catch up with you soon. Thanks very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Justin Morehouse.
Sounds so much happier.
He does, didn't he? Like, they're like different people. It's like this tremendous weight off their shoulders, or Jose, as he was known. I wonder what he is thinking. It would be lovely if he does kind of break cover. There'll be all sorts of reasons. I mean, there's 22 million reasons why he won't be telling us.
No.
Or is it 24 million reasons why he won't be breaking cover?
This is it. You don't know whether he's happy to be out there, whether he's blaming the players, whether he thinks he's unlucky. You never know, because he never talks about it.
He tends not to. He was saying that, wasn't he? He tends not to sort of kiss and tell afterwards, but as we said, there's reasons for it.
It'll also be interesting to see where he pops up again. I'm sure he will pop up somewhere.
Where are you going for, Andy? Jose, I wonder if Paddy does odds on that. Jose's next job. I'll check that out.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Paul's been Andy Jacobs here on Twitter.
Talking
actually
football,
talking
there.
About football in the break. In light of Poch's comments that Joe was just playing about winning a trophy and the importance of winning a trophy. And I'm less hung up on it. I suppose I would be as a Tottenham fan, everybody shouting at their radio. Because, you know, I don't know, winning the League Cup and being sort of bang average maybe during a season, spawning our way to a trophy and having a day at Wembley, or the season I watched, the last season I watched the White Hart Lane, we didn't lose at all. That never happened in my lifetime. The football was wonderful and I enjoyed every minute of it.
So. Well, that's very important, but for the team to grow, for the team to develop and to keep Pochettino and to move into the stadium and move forward, Mourinho's right, you have to win a trophy. Otherwise, you just eventually, some of your better players start to look away, start to look around, and it becomes a sort of psychological sort of barrier, whereas, you know, I know it's not easy, but,
So
Chelsea managed to win an FA Cup last year. Chelsea have managed to win trophies since that first League Cup. And there's something about that trophy mentality. I think it's important.
It's incredibly hard, you know, to go and win a trophy this time. If Tottenham get past Chelsea, there's a pretty good chance, as I have to say now, with respect to Burton, it's a pretty good chance they will play City.
They will be playing City.
And to go and play it's not insurmountable.
And especially it's like a home game for you, let's be honest.
And I suppose. That didn't make any difference the last time we played City.
No.
In the FA Cup, my old mate Bruce Millington tweeting today. He said, if you think they're backing an outsider to win the Cup this year, the FA Cup, you may want to know that 29 of the last 32 FA Cups have been won by one of the current Big Six clubs.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, you're talking about kind of head-to-heads against the teams you're constantly playing in the league. Yeah, and on your day, you should win. And I was very, upset about the way we played against Manchester United at Wembley. Because we were really poor. Yeah. And that was a bad performance. But I don't know, maybe I should be more hung up on winning the League Cup. I mean, maybe I'd feel slightly different about the Champions League.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. But I think anyone, blimey, who were in the Champions League, that would be fantastic. But
Can I ask Willie Bolly a question of Wolves? Why didn't he wear his Green Bay Packers cheese hat against us as opposed to the one he wore last night? Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Yes, it was a strange result. Heading
the ball all over the place he was, as opposed to in the
net. Something about the player's attitude. You know, the fact that Wolves are very good against the other, apart from Liverpool, but against the top six, but then go and lose to Palace, who played well and dominated the stats and obviously deserved to win. So,
I've got a new diet for you.
Go on, then.
It's the mince pie diet. I don't necessarily recommend it, but Podrick Howard might. He's 27, and for charity, he ate nothing but mince pies for 25 days, and he lost nearly a stone.
But he only ate 7 mince pies a day. I ate that anyway, and I ate all the other stuff.
Yeah, he scoffed. You tuck in to treats. Tabloid newspaper, you tuck in to treats and you scoff. Mm. It's basically Billy Bunter is a sub there at the Sun, I think. And I'm waiting for What a Wonderful Grey Friars Day to pop up in a piece of editorial. But Podrick, 27, scoffed. Mm. 181 of the 260 calorie treats. Of course, you have treats as well. From December the 1st until Christmas. He raised £1,000 for Christ. It's a lovely thing to do. And lost £11 in the process. He said, I could see them next year and think never again. I mean, it's going to put you off, isn't it? Because we all love a mince pie, but in moderation. In fact, we don't. Who doesn't like a mince pie? Who was it? Was it Robin Chernoff who wasn't a fan?
That's a great memory.
Yeah, there was somebody who would shun them whenever we would bring them into this. I think it was.
Yes, I like them. But there you go. Now,
rather too much.
Yes, probably. Well, actually, I'm on a bit of a diet. I've already lost a couple of pounds. Yeah, I've been really good since.
How much did you put on then? Did you have the post Christmas weigh-in, Andy?
Yeah, I had a bit of a. I wasn't.
How
good.
Many? I did 4 pounds. That's quite a lot.
Put on
4 pounds.
But I bet I weigh. I weigh more than you do, and you're about 6 inches taller than me.
Yeah, this goes quite possible.
I was tipping the scales at a fine 11 stone 12 pounds. So I've had to...
11 stone 12. I'm a bit heavier than that, really. I'm over 6 foot. You know, give me a break. But I'm 11, that wouldn't be a healthy weight for me, I wouldn't think.
The quarter circular that we mentioned yesterday, it always does throw up something for some reason. Mm. And today's birth announcements, because it has births, marriages and deaths.
Oh, yeah.
And the birth announcements, they're two together. The first one is Jenny and Fred Walker had a baby. Well, congratulations to them. And underneath, Lucy and Oliver Crisp. Where's Golden and Wonder? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Really, the Walker and the Crisps. Wouldn't it be good if they'd kind of married in?
It would have been.
She was the Walker Crisps. Gary would have to turn up, wouldn't he?
He would.
He'd be duty bound just to show his face for the evening.
It would be good.
Have a slice of cake. And I'll come for a slice of cake, a glass of champagne, then I'll leave. 20 grand.
Did you see the... I don't know if he charged.
Well, I mean, I'd charge them. Look, if they're in the births, deaths and marriages of the times, I'd be wanting a fee to turn up at the Walker's Crisps.
That's very, very true.
Do, wouldn't you? I wouldn't blame him for that.
Now, the Cristiano Ronaldo statue, not the sort of mad one that everybody sort of ridiculed, but there's another one. And you may have seen it in the paper this morning. A female admirer pays tribute to Cristiano's Ronaldo's talents up front by grabbing the statue's private parts. And so many fans have manhandled the groin area on the sculpture. The bronze has worn to a sheen, as we see, we saw in Russia with the statues. But you think to yourself, why when you designed this statue, did you give it this protuberance?
Well, because, Cristiano has one of those in real life.
And has he really?
I'm guessing.
They could have gone for flat front.
Do you think flat? My money's on flat front in the 315 at Chepstow. Mate. But, people do. They're touching it for good luck, and it has worn away. As we saw in Russia in one of the metro stations, there was a number of good luck charms. There was the dog's nose, wasn't it? It was the end of the guy's gun, the soldier's gun.
Yeah.
And they were all worn away, and people have a daily ritual.
They touch them for luck.
They come through the station, and they touch them for luck. And we'll probably run out of time. We could ask the listeners, though, out of interest. Do they have a similar thing that they touch on a regular basis for sporting luck or otherwise? Because I've told you before, in the 94-95 cup run that Tottenham had, I was given a Tottenham gnome, which I called Jürgen, and I put him in the garden in the January.
Okay.
And I'll go out before every game. Mm. I took in a number of games in that run, which included the infamous Ronnie Rosenthal Southampton game where they completely turned it round.
Mm.
And I thought I was onto something. So I'd go and I'd touch Jürgen and I'd go off to the match. And
it's not a thing to say on today's big game. Yeah. Somebody just tuning. I touched Jürgen.
Jürgen the gnome, of course, went out there, gave me, and off I'd go. So I set off for Anfield that morning, touch Jürgen.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, we won a famous victory.
Mm.
So they'll set off for Elland Road for the semi-final against Everton.
No. Disappointing.
Touched Jürgen and we got absolutely cuffed. By Everton. So I came home and I took a hammer to him that evening.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, you know, the luck was broken, wasn't it? He had no further
stick
use.
Stick him together
him.
And bring him out for the League Cup semi-final.
Took a hammer to Jürgen. But if... the gnome, obviously, I wouldn't... So if you've got similar tales
somebody's tweeting now, Paul Hawksby should be fired. He said he wanted to put a hammer to Jürgen.
Hammer to Jürgen Klinsmann. It's the sort of thing that Alan Sugar would have said as he threw that shirt back. I wouldn't wash my car with it. I'll re-sign him. That's what I'll do. So TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH and you. What are you, TSH and J? TSH and you? TSH and J.
Have I gone?
I think you have.
Been replaced.
Derek Underwood's coming in. What are you touching for luck within reason? Let us know. TalkSport.com/H&J, text to 81089, tweet to TSH&J.
That reminds me of Cengiz Under. You know, I think Arsenal are interested in him.
Yeah.
He's got to be known as One Degree, hasn't he?
He's got to be known as Uppen.
Uppen. Yeah. Wait, if he played rugby league.
Yeah. Uppen. You've got to call him every year.
You know, I'm obsessed about coffee and about sort of the culture.
Yeah, a bit
of
a coffee snob, mate.
Yeah. I am a little bit, yeah. And I was reading, I've cut it out for Rugby League Man to have a look at because I think he'd be very interested in the year's food trends for 2019.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But
he's quite elusive, Rugby League Man.
He's concentrating on other matters, I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go, that's another story. Mm. This year's flat white. So flat white was a thing, wasn't it? Oh, once upon a time, flat white was hip.
We want a flat white, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now even McDonald's offers it, says the Times. But true hipsters
are
heading to Omotesando Coffee in Rathbone Place.
Oh, what a lovely war.
Omotesando is an area of Tokyo.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Right, yeah,
it's a very trendy area of Tokyo.
I thought you were singing.
So they've called it Omotesando Coffee in Rathbone Place in the West End of London.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first British outpost of a cult Tokyo Chain. It's coffee, but done in a very Japanese way. The iced cappuccino is covered with a layer of bubbly milk foam topped with cocoa powder.
You are.
I know. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. How much is that going to set you back?
Probably about five, I reckon. Wow. Five or a cup.
You popping in there, are you?
I might have a look.
Pick up coffee for the boys, then for the production team. We'll all have a Oh What a Sando War. Oh What a Sandy War.
Why now?
Yeah, what a film that was.
For goodness sake.
Bringing it back to sport.
And Gary Barlow and Jason Donovan, they go on holiday together.
Do they really?
And when they go on holiday together, they do sort of impersonations. So, like, they'll pretend to be Sir Cliff Richard or Richard Attenborough or Gordon Ramsay or something. It's, or Michael Caine. It sounds like a very, very poor version of The Trip.
So the two of them sort of sit there in a hotel in, like, yeah, Sandy Lane, just saying, yeah, Jason Donovan saying, "My name is Michael Caine," in an Australian accent.
Yeah,
wow. Right. Is that worth filming, you think?
Not really, no.
Can I ask you a football question, Andy?
Yeah, you can.
0871 722 3334. Is there any way back for Huddersfield Town?
No.
Thank you very much for that.
Not that I was thinking last night. When they actually score, you're surprised.
Yeah.
You are. That is the thing. Blimey, they've actually put it in.
Yeah, I know. Mounier scored. And they got one of the strikers, yeah, scored.
I know.
He said that last night. He said it was great to see one of the strikers score. I mean, having said that, you could be saying that at the moment, couldn't you? It's not much different. Maybe they should score and
no,
they should play.
We are Huddersfield, basically, with a bit slightly better midfield.
David Wagner said, statistically, 100% we are relegated. But he does
he
qualify.
Sounds like Yoda.
That. Yeah. No, he would have said relegated we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Because no team with 10 points after 21 games has ever stayed up. That is a fact.
That's a fact.
But we have beaten a lot of statistics in the past.
Well gonna, done for him for
gonna,
saying
you're going to struggle.
Oh,
really
I must just
one.
Mention blind Dave Healy, who's
yeah,
sent us a, both sent us a very nice
big West Brom fan
text. Of course he is. He lost his guide dog very sadly at Christmas. So he's looking for a bit of cheering up, and he's always listening and enjoying the show. So, Dave, happy new year to you. Best wishes to you.
Yeah,
of
sorry to hear that, Dave.
Yeah.
That's just very sad. But
very sad.
Happy new year to you. All the best.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We return tomorrow from one for the clips of the week. And Motti, of course,
oh, yeah,
he's back,
Motti,
proving
yeah,
all the week.
Let's get Motti's take on the big game tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll be reflecting on tonight's big match. So
actually, I didn't watch it.
I couldn't be bothered. I was watching, watching Neighbours, Omnibus. No, Motti would be watching it. Don't worry about
it.
So he'll probably watch it, then watch it back. Watch it twice. Make notes. So we'll catch up with you then. Thanks for downloading us.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.